So when everyone's ready, just close your eyes. And we're going to start off by tuning into the masculine, the connected masculine, not the patriarchal masculine, but the divine masculine, the more conscious energy. So just as a reminder, this energy is very present. It's present with you exactly as you are. It is very containing and protective. And it encourages emptiness and spaciousness within that container. Okay. So we're going to experience that energy as the golden light of the sun. So even though it's nighttime for most of us, for all of us, I'd like you to just imagine the sun above you. And just imagine now that you're softening the top of your head. Imagine it's like a flower. And it's opening up to the sunlight to receive the warmth of the sun. So softening the crown of your head, receiving the warmth of the sun. Feeling it or seeing or visualizing this golden color entering through the top of your head and flowing into your body. Flowing down your back, down your spine, and all around you from behind, almost like a bubble, a golden bubble. And experiencing this masculine energy as very, like I said, just very present. It's shining its light on you as you are, and it's in devotion to you as you are. You're not needing to be anything different. You're not needing to do anything. It's just an absolutely devoted presence, very accepting. Surrounding you and holding you in much the same way as the banks of the river hold the water. And you could also visualize this as what it would feel like if you had to shrug on a really warm sweater or jersey. And how it would surround you and hold you and keep you warm inside it. So it's a very supportive and protective presence. And because you feel held like this, I'd like you to just become conscious now of the sense of holding yourself in your body, so how you hold yourself, tightness and tension. You may notice it around your jaws, around your shoulders, and just giving yourself permission to actually rest into the holding of this masculine energy, so that you can release the holding in your own body. And I'm going to ask you to just go back to the top of your head now, and again to just feel the softening of your head as you receive that presence. And I always feel like if this masculine energy had words, it would say, I see you and I acknowledge you. So it's really an acknowledgement of who you are, and at the same time I am with you. So allowing that to settle into your whole body, and then just feeling into your head now, become conscious of what I call the head brain. You've got three brains, one in the head, one in the heart, and one in the gut. And this head brain, this computer, it's so busy. It's so busy enabling our bodies to work, to do what it needs to do, but also so busy preempting and planning and organizing. So see if you can get a sense of what that would look like or feel like in your head, this busyness. Is it a kind of a looping thinking that happens? Is it this bundled up busyness? Whatever that experiences of what your head feels like, your mind. And just being present with that, bringing that golden light to be deeply present with what is going on in your mind right now and how busy it is without judgment. It's just being, you're throughout this practice, I'm going to ask you to please just be with everything without judgment and not having to do anything. Just honor everything that comes up and everything that you experience. So as you bring that golden light and that presence to your mind, being deeply present with your mind, perhaps you can also feel how just being present with it enables it to, you might find it just starts to slow down a little bit. And you can kind of just rest into that presence and soften the head and soften behind your eyes, creating an emptiness and a spaciousness. So again, as you are held by that masculine presence, it enables you to really release and let go and to soften around everything that's going on in your head. And feeling that softness now throughout your face, your jaw, I'm going to ask you to please just rub your hands together slowly. And touch your hands onto your cheeks. So just cupping your face in your hands. And kind of just feeling your being present with what you feel like. Maybe just caressing your jaw a little bit where it's tight, where you're holding. And softening the jaw, softening your cheek, softening your face. So feeling your whole head almost opening up and emptying as you just soften your face. And at the same time, becoming conscious of your breathing. And as you breathe, let your jaw become really slack and relaxed. So that out-breath is a full release. Feeling that relaxation into your jaws, into your throat. So bringing your hands to your throat and your neck, and just kind of also just rubbing the back of your neck where it's really tight, just gently. Try not to do so much as just be with what you're feeling, just acknowledging it with your hands and being present with your neck and with the tension, and also stroking your throat. So our throats are full of power. We hold so much power there. Here, this is how we express in the world. But for women, particularly, we often we suppress so much in the throat. And there's lots of tension and constriction, a lot of emotion that gets held there. So also just softening the throat and feeling, as always, just feeling that masculine presence around you. Feeling yourself resting into that, as you can just then allow yourself to rest and soften around the throat. And just honoring your ability to express in the world and to say what you need. And this is the role of the throat. And then just bringing your hands to your shoulders and almost like gently just helping them to come down, to soften. We carry so much on our shoulders, and our shoulders are often up around our ears and hunched forward. And this is that unconscious masculine driving that we hold, and also that tightness and that protection of the heart all happens in the shoulders here. So just as we soften into that golden light, as we soften into that golden bubble, just using your hands to soften your shoulders, to allow your shoulders to just kind of relax down and to almost open up a bit as well in the front, above your heart and in front of your shoulders. We hold so much tension there as well. And just honoring your shoulders for all that you are able to do, because I have no doubt you're all very capable and can be really responsible, but sometimes maybe a bit too much. So just honoring that ability to do that, and acknowledging how it can sometimes get a bit much, and just sort of softening my shoulders. Again, just being conscious of that bubble, that golden light, easing into it. And now kind of just gently squeezing your arms and feeling your arms. Just being aware of so how you might hold some rigidity in your arms. And honoring your arms for your ability to also to hold and to keep a hold of. And just an awareness of how we may be doing that a bit much in life as well. That kind of needing to hold on to everything really tightly, and how it can create some tension in the arms. So just sort of giving your arms permission to soften as you rest into that golden bubble. And honoring your arms, honoring this part of your body that does enable you to be able to hold. Just softening around that, softening around how you do that. And taking your consciousness, your awareness to your heart now. Feeling that golden light behind your heart, in your thoracic spine, so your middle back. Feeling that golden light infusing all those muscles behind your heart and then around your heart. And as you kind of allow there to be that emptiness and that presence and that softening around your heart, you may become conscious of some emotional patterning that you have. So for many of us, we have habitual emotional responses that we can fall into. And so just maybe you might be conscious of some of that there, like easily becoming anxious or a numbness. Maybe you feel a hardness in the heart, some hard edges. Or perhaps there's some tenderness in the heart. So just allowing that masculine presence to witness that, to acknowledge all of this that is within the heart space. And bringing in that softness and that presence and that containment, just allow it to all be there. And then tuning into the love that is always present to all of us, that it is all around us, and that we have the capacity to tune into if we want to, but for many of us, we are afraid to feel this. Perhaps you could think of someone you love, a place you love, something that you enjoy doing. and feel that softness and that opening in your heart. Bringing in that sensation. And if you feel disconnected, then that's absolutely fine as well. Just hold that presence, let that presence just be with the disconnection and just hold it as it is without judgment. Everything that's there, just letting it be as it is. There's no right or wrong. And then bring your hands down to your solar plexus, so just below your diaphragm. This is our power center. We also hold a lot of our emotion in our diaphragm. And instead of it coming up to be expressed or being released downwards through, we release our emotions through feces and urine as well. It can just get stuck and lodged in the diaphragm. And when we're afraid to step into our power, there's a lot that's held there. So we can be very tight in this area. So also just using your hand to kind of just soften the diaphragm, soften just below where the stomach is, bringing in that masculine presence to help to empty you out all the way from your head now, all the way down through your neck and your heart and into your solar plexus. That emptiness and that spaciousness and that presence, just being with everything as it is, just being with whatever you feel there and however you experience it. And in bringing your awareness even further downwards, so we're dropping, as you can see, we're just dropping downwards into the body because we spend so much of our time in our heads. So with this presence and the holding of the divine masculine, it gives us permission to drop out of the head and drop down into our body. So now dropping into the belly area and pelvic bowl and your hips. So this is where women also hold a lot of tension. When we are trying to be in control, there's a lot of tension that's held in the pelvic floor and in our hips. If you just think of the idea of surrendering. Surrendering is dropping down into something. We spend a lot of our time pulling up into our bodies, holding it all together tightly. So just using your hands now to just soften the belly. Soften also behind your back, over your kidneys and at the back of your hips. We hold a lot of tension in the hip flexors. So when our feminine energy feels threatened, we're obviously going to close up the most around the root chakra. And this is why there's often so much tension in the pelvic area and in the hips. And the more that we push and the more that we drive and feel pressurized, the more that we shut down the feminine and the softness and come up, that's when we come back up into our heads instead of being settled and surrendered deep down into our bodies and into the pelvis. So just softening your hips, softening your belly. And maybe you might become conscious of some feelings around your body as you do this, like your belly, your woman wanting to have flat stomachs. And just hold all of that as well. Let it be held. Let that golden light and that golden bubble just be present with everything that you're feeling, with the discomfort you might feel around your body, with the disconnect you might feel. A lot of people feel disconnection. Maybe some anxiety comes up for you as you connect into the pelvis. So Just tuning into everything that comes up for you and just allowing that golden presence and that light to just hold it all. To allow it all to be completely valid. And feel as you allow yourself to accept and to drop into your pelvis, into your pelvic bowl, just soften the belly and the hips. And as you allow yourself to rest into this golden bubble, instead of pulling yourself upwards, just resting downwards, feel how you then give yourself permission to settle into the earth. So this is the divine feminine. This is the feminine essence of creative energy and life force, nourishment, compassion, wisdom, softness. So the more that you allow yourself to settle into the holding of that masculine energy, the safer you're going to feel to then settle and drop into that feminine holding of the earth. So it almost feels like your root chakra, which is at the base of your spine, it feels like that can open up and soften as your hips soften, so that you're almost sinking right down into the earth, into that fertile soil, into the darkness. But it's a very holding, safe space. It's not a negative darkness. It's like a womb-like space. And you can imagine now just allowing a root to grow from the base of your spine right down into the earth. So starting off just breaking through the very top surface of the soil and the grass, between the little stones and the soil, and moving further down through slightly bigger stones and rocks until it moves right down into really rocky areas, right even further down into the deep crust of the earth, the core of the earth. Anchoring you so deep down into this earth so that you are so held and so supported, so deeply, deeply held and supported and grounded. Feeling how you are settling into the earth. So the words of this divine feminine would be, I've got you. You're safe now. So between the masculine and the feminine, you're deeply supported. And not only that, but you also receive nourishment from the feminine. There's a deep sense of being fed and nourished and nurtured. So this is the life force that feeds the seed. The seed sits in the fertile earth. And it doesn't do anything. It doesn't need to be anything. It just sits and receives the nourishment in this darkness. And it seems like nothing much is happening, but as it receives the nourishment, and as it receives the sunlight from above into the soil, warming the soil, the seed starts to grow and to open. And that feminine flow, that life force and that vitality pushes up through the seed so that it becomes a flower or a tree or whatever it becomes, while it's still receiving the direction and the clarity of the sun, which is that masculine power to direct it as to how it's going to come out into the world. It gives it its structure and its form, and that feminine creative energy and that life force opens up and becomes whatever it becomes. And in the same way, you're receiving this wisdom, this life force was guiding energy from the earth right up into this emptiness in the middle of your body, that's where you're held now by this masculine presence, so that you can then receive this feminine essence, this feminine power that enables you to express your truth in the world, that enables you to stand deeply centered in your power while you are also nourished. So when we do from the masculine and we push and we strive, we don't feed ourselves, we become depleted. But when we are doing from a place of the feminine, where we are guided and then the masculine holds the space for us, we are nourished in the process. We don't exhaust ourselves. We feel safe. We don't feel overwhelmed and powerless. And as you rest now into the earth, just taking your awareness even further down to the tops of your legs, to your quadriceps and your thighs, and also just feeling your legs and just honoring these legs that enable you to stand up in the world, to walk forward, to move, to be supported. And feeling a softening, because sometimes we want to stand too much and move too much and pull upwards. There's a pulling up in the legs. So it almost feel like you're settling down into the legs, like the energy is moving downwards, settling deep down, letting the muscles soften. And letting, and particularly feeling a softening around our knees, which are around willpower. When we're afraid and need to be in control, there's a lot of tension in our knees. When we surrender, we can allow the knees to soften, to be flexible. And then bringing your hands down, your lower legs, just feeling your lower legs. And again, just honoring them for their capacity to stand and move in the world. And right down into your feet and feeling your feet now on the earth. Really grounding your feet into the earth, honoring these feet that enable you to stand balanced and to move and to stand upright. But softening into that ability, so knowing you can do it when the time is right, but softening down into the earth as you do it. Letting your feet sink into the earth, being very present in your feet. So now as you tune into your body, again, just feeling the emptiness from your head, with that golden bubble all around you, feeling the emptiness entering through your head, soft, empty head, soft, empty throat, empty heart, or at least just soft heart, soft solar plexus, soft belly and pelvis, resting into the holding of that golden light, divine masculine energy, allowing yourself to be held and supported. And resting deeply down into the earth and surrendering all of this holding upwards, letting it go as you rest into this masculine holding, so that you can surrender down into the earth and receive that nourishment and that guidance. Vital energy. And knowing that this is always available to you. You are never alone. These energies, you were born as a divine being in connection with these energies to enable you to become the greatest and highest version of yourself, just the same way as a seed is born with the capacity, is created with the capacity to become its greatest and highest version of itself in the world. And if we just get out of our own way, and settle into the space of being held and opening up to receive this guidance, we then can grow into who we're meant to be in this world in a way that doesn't have to be hard and overwhelming, and in which we can feel deeply connected and safe and supported and in our truth. And you don't have to know the answers of what that is. That's not what you have to do. It's just about resting into the space and getting more comfortable to just be here. And no matter what comes up, into the space to trust that it is okay. It is okay when you feel disconnected. Just allow that disconnect to be seen by that masculine presence and to bring the compassion of that feminine to just hold it. It doesn't matter if you need to leave your body and sort of, you know, if you find you just can't stay connected and all, you might feel resistance, you might feel irritation. All of that is absolutely valid in this space. Just allowing that masculine presence to hold it and that feminine compassion and nurturing just to love it. Just staying in that space for a bit longer now. And when you feel ready, just giving yourself the time to open your eyes and come back into the present.